We're in the company of transition year students in Loretto Convent in Letterkenny. They're involved in a young social innovators project, and they're campaigning to increase the love of the Irish language and culture in our community with their project, Revive Our Roots. And they're also, because it's part of the project, going to sing a little bit for us. But I want to say good morning to Abby. Hi, Abby. Thanks for joining us. Claire Egan's with us. She's on keyboard. Grace Gallagher here as well. But I'll start with you, Maya Kelly. Talk to us about this campaign.
So our project, Revive Our Roots, it's basically just to promote Irish culture and language. So when we were brainstorming ideas back in September, I think this is one that really resonated with a lot of us, because I think we can all notice that there's a bit of an absence of, you know, speaking in Irish in just our school. And there's a lack of conversational Irish, I think. A lot of people in our school don't like speaking Irish because they're made to learn off these big paragraphs and about dramas and plays, when really conversational Irish is what's important. And we're also looking to promote, you know, Irish culture, because we do have such a beautiful culture, and it's just a matter of, you know, promoting it.
And Grace, you know, not to sort of get political on this about how we teach Irish and all that type of stuff, but, you know, for some, it is a bit of a memory game, whereas we want people to use it, to immerse themselves in it and use it because they want to use it.
Yeah, so definitely in my opinion, I think the way that schools are teaching Irish at the moment might not be the best way, as a lot of people are really struggling with learning the big paragraphs for essays and dramas, just as Maya has mentioned. I definitely think that there needs to be a more conversational aspect of the way that we are learning it. Definitely, like, main phrases, and not just, you know, saying, oh, well, what's the theme of this drama? Definitely just more saying, like, oh, well, tell us how you can chat about your day and more about you, rather than the big, massive paragraphs and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. And it's, you start off with little steps, don't you? And you've produced a bit of a flyer here that just gives some everyday words that you can use, or phrases to start the conversation. We're not going to hear you as good as I'd like to, Claire, but, you know, that's an important aspect of all of this as well, isn't it? To give people a start point.
Yeah, definitely. Even just throwing in a couple of words every day, it'll influence people to speak more Irish. If they hear you speak in Irish, they'll be like, oh, well, she can do it, so I can do it. And it just, the small steps is really all it takes. And then the more you practice as well will really help, and over time.
Because Maya, ironically, sort of outside of Gaeltacht areas, we're seeing, you know, the Irish language increase in popularity, you know, places like Dublin, where it's seen as cool, or in Belfast, you know what I mean? It's maybe we need to get a bit of that vibe up here as well, too, sometimes, for those who aren't using it as much as they could.
Yeah, exactly. I'm noticing a lot of, like, influencers are promoting Irish, and I think that's just so great, to be honest.
No, like, there's money in it.
Oh, well.
That might be, no, I'm only joking. No, yeah, it is good. It's good to see it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so then bring us to the video that you created. It's Fairy Tale of New York, Oscailga. Why this, Grace?
So when we were thinking of making a song, this is something that we were brainstorming near the start of the year, that we definitely wanted to do a song in Irish, because when chatting to people in school, everyone really does like music and getting involved with it. So we were like, right, what way can we spread Irish, but also doing it through what ways people can learn it? So we thought, maybe let's do like a Christmas song, because it's Christmas time now and it might go far, we don't know. So we definitely thought, right, We'll do a banger and we'll do Fairy Tale of New York. And because it is very catchy, everyone knows it. Like, if you put it on the radio, you will have someone singing along to it. So we were like, right, if we can change it into Irish, then maybe more people will be able to understand the language a bit better.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? And user on Instagram, this project's on Instagram. So where can people find you?
So we have an Instagram, a TikTok and a Facebook, and they're all the same username, which is Revive_R_Roots.
Where are you getting the most traction? TikTok?
I would say it's a bit of the same.
Right, okay.
It depends. Like, TikTok, definitely. And then some days Instagrams, like, our reels do get a lot of views on them. So it's definitely...
And Facebook's the laggard, because it's oldies like me on it, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, it just depends on what we post, I think.
Yeah, of course, that's it. You have to market your material to the right audience. And so this is an ongoing project. Is it throughout TY Clare, or is this the culmination of it? What happens next? Is this just a project you've done as part of Transition Year, or does this continue now?
Yeah, well, it's part of the YSI class, which is a class in TY, but hopefully if it goes well, everyone will begin using Irish more, and then it'll almost become in our everyday today lives. So I think that's the aim, that we're promoting our roots, so we're going to revive our roots.
Brilliant. And Maya, just give us a quick word too about encouraging people to display and use Irish phrases. I mean, obviously this is what we're talking about, right? But are you on about in school or in the wider community?
Basically in your everyday life, just throw in a bit of, you know, Cúpla Focal, like Giadech, say, you know, Conestatu, you know, throwing in your everyday phrases, just even in passing when you're greeting someone.
And I think time has moved on. There was a time where, Irish speakers might have been a wee bit snooty about people trying to use the language, not use it correctly. I think we're past that now, you know, and there's people love to hear the language being spoken, even if it's just to try and do it. All right, anyway, without further ado, we've spoken enough. Let us hear this version of Fairy Tale of New York. Did you have to translate this yourselves, or was there a translation out there, or what?
There was already a translation out there, but it was just more of a matter of, you know,
just learning
tweaks and learning it. Okay, yeah. Right, take it away. This is Maya, Grace, Abby, and Claire on keyboard, and this is Fairy Tale of New York, Haskellige. Thank you. like to clap yourselves. I've only got one set of hands. Well done. Jeez. Listen, that was absolutely brilliant. Well done. Enjoyed that. I'm kind of bored of the English version, so it was really quite refreshing. Nice new take on it. Well done to you all. And the video's there as well, too. You just made a wee video of it, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that's on the socials.
Yeah.
And have you had any support from Nicole Brady at all? Has she been any use in this whole process?
I definitely think that Miss Brady has definitely helped us so in like really many ways.
Yeah, but she's
campaign.
Standing in the room. Tell me the truth.
Even though she is standing in the room, I would still definitely say that without her, then we definitely wouldn't have been able to get our campaign across as much as we have. And we get full support from her and the school.
Brilliant.
And I definitely want to thank Miss Brady.
Yeah, well done, Miss Brady.
Us.
Thank you very much indeed. And a good mention too to you, Claire. I think that's a particularly tricky one to play, isn't it? Because I remember someone else was in studio doing it. Oh, maybe it comes easy to you, but
not too bad.
Is it not? Yeah. All right, okay.
Well, she's really good at it.
No, she's excellent at it, but I understand it was a wee, you know, there's quite a few changes in there. All right, listen, it's been lovely having you in. Thanks so very much indeed. Well done on a really great initiative. And Nolig Shona.
Nolig Shona.
All right, Gurumai. Got to listen. Trying here, folks, you know. Thanks very much, Nicole Brady, Ms. Brady, for coming up and supporting the girls. Maya Kelly, brilliant job. Grace Gallagher, great. Abby Penarandondo, very close. And Claire Egan on keyboard. All transition year students in Loreto Convert and Letterkenny. And is this kind of your last day, is it? What are you doing tomorrow?
We have work experience tomorrow.
Really?
Then we're back in on Thursday.
Oh, really?
For a long week.
Wow, some transition years I know, that's it. They're going for Christmas dinner tomorrow and that's it.
Finish. No, be nice. We finish on Thursday.
Oh, well, shouldn't do. All right, stay safe, be good. Thanks so much. Have a fantastic Christmas,
thanks
all
so much.
Five of you. We'll be back with more on the 9 till noon show after we take a break. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Now, we welcome into studio Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Fergus McGrory. It's great to have you in studio. Thank you so much for calling up to us.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you.
It's that type of a year, isn't it, whereby we can't repeat this enough. We're out shopping and the scammers are out doing their shopping too. This is a prime time of the year for them to do their dirty deeds. So we have to be extra vigilant, don't we, Fergus?
That's right, Greg. Shopping now has changed, obviously, over the years. A lot more is online. But the same as online, there's opportunists. A crime occurs when three things are present: when there's somebody there that's motivated to commit a crime, when an opportunity presents itself to that person, and when there's a reduced risk of them getting caught. So obviously these scammers are getting more sophisticated online and they're trying to find another way of not getting caught.
There's lots of different ways people can order online. Say, for instance, a lot of people would use Amazon. Now, anyone who ordered just before Storm Dara, for an example, it's very likely their packages are sitting in a port in Holyhead, right?
Correct, correct.
But that's when these random text messages about a parcel's due for delivery or there's a delay in your parcels, that's when we can get caught by those types of scams because they marry with what's happening in real life.
That's correct. And like the message we have gone out all along, and we can't emphasise this enough, is do not be clicking on a link that is sent from an unsolicited source. So if somebody's sending you a text message or an email or you're getting a random phone call out of the blue and they're asking you to click on a link, do not click on that link, do not engage, and do not, I can't emphasise this enough, do not give out your personal or banking details to any of those people because you'll find that there's a scam and by the time the thing is gone, then it's too late for you, you know. So I just wanted to chat to you about a couple of...
You take it from me what you think is important to talk about, Fergus, because you're seeing the reports.
Well, just the information I have is that 1 in 5 regular online shoppers said that they have lost money through online scams in the past 12 months. And that's according to research that's published by...
That's 20%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1 in 5, 20%. So that's FraudSmart that have done that research. And the scammers often use contaminated links hidden within emails, social media, online adverts, which lead unsuspecting shoppers to counterfeit websites. These fake sites often impersonate well-known stores or brands and offer discounted deals to entice people only to disappear after the shopper has made the payment, leaving them without their purchase and out of pocket.
So how do we ensure that the URL we've followed to purchase a product is a legitimate site versus one that the scammers have created to make it appear so?
Yeah, so the URL is, what we talk about a URL, if anybody doesn't know what that is, it's called a Uniform Resource Locator, which is a unique identifier to locate the resource on the internet. And that's broken into three parts. The first part being the protocol, which is a HTTPS. And that is where you access the internet. And then you have the host or domain. So you're, if it's Highland Radio, it'll be Highland Radio would be the middle. That's the host or domain. And then the path is at the end, which is the .ie or .com or whatever you have. So some of those can red flag. You know, for instance, I'll give you an example there. Recently, we had a revenue scam going where people were being offered a rebate and it was coming from a revenue.com. But anybody that's familiar with the internet and with government sites in this country, everything is .ie.
But it wasn't a /.revenue.payments.
No. There was extra content.
Revenue.com, which is and the bottom line is things have changed. Hopefully, the majority of us shop local, but only 3% of us say we never shop online. So this is for everyone, effectively. This advice. Is there particular times whereby we're more vulnerable to online scams, Fergus?
Well, at this time of year in particular, you would also, another time of year, probably around Cyber Monday, Black Friday, this time of year, Christmas, people are buying presents. They're maybe people are busy. They're having the time to go to the shops. Maybe traffic. I know you look around Letterkenny these days, traffic congestion. They said to hell with that, to go home and do it online. So you get, you know, during this peak online time, people are, there's increased risk to the shoppers, and the fraudsters, they're primed to take advantage of this.
And is there any research into, you know, how many of us are careful when shopping online?
Well, the research highlights that 1 in 5 shoppers admit to not taking basic security precautions when shopping online. These precautions include checking that the secure connection, e.g. that there's HTTPS.
And the S is critical there, isn't it? Because that stands for secure, if
security,
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and a padlock image. Like if you pick any of the big, what they call the high street sales, if you go into their genuine website, you'll see a little padlock there that shows it's a secure site. All right. And avoid and use public Wi-Fi for payments as well. And I'll bring you onto that one. The public Wi-Fi spots are unencrypted networks. So you may be in a shopping mall or you may be somewhere and they say there's free Wi-Fi here and you click onto it. It's just not secure. Yes, you can browse internet and that, but it is vulnerable to attack from cyber criminals as well. Hackers can intercept the online activity. And the one thing, again, back to again, do not, when you're on public Wi-Fi, do not enter banking details, personal information, or send personal messages while you're on there.
What I try and emphasise on this programme, because for me, it's the basic rule of thumb. I don't click anything that comes in a text. I don't click anything that comes in an email. I don't click anything that's posted on social media, anything like that there, because the organisations that I deal with, generally speaking, don't contact me like that there. So even if they say, you know, there's an unusual activity on your bank account, you better click this link quick or else you're going to lose your money. That is to catch you off guard, increase your fear, may make you more likely to take a decision that you shouldn't. But almost half of us, when online, or that if we've shopped online, we've fallen for clicking a link. And this is obviously not like a link when you're actually on the website, but a link purporting to bring you somewhere else or to help you in a crisis or whatever it might be.
Correct. And the thing is, if it's a financial institution, a bank, post office, credit union, they will not send you an email. They will not send you a text looking for personal details. They'll not look for banking details because, bear in mind, if you have an account with a certain bank or a credit union, they already have them details. So they're not going to be sending you an email. Just when you're talking about that there, social media is another one to watch out for. We were involved in a charity cycle last summer as well. And there was a lot of traction on our group Facebook page the weekend of the cycle, and just out of the blue there came an advert up for 2 Coldplay tickets. Coldplay tickets that couldn't be got for love nor money, and again it was just trying to pick one person maybe that'd be vulnerable, say right, link, click on this link, and all of a sudden you're away and you're caught.
And as well as that too, and this is why there must be a local element to some of this stuff that goes on as well, because we'll see, say for instance, a sudden death or a tragic death. Next thing you know, people will get friends requests from a Facebook page that's purporting to offer a link for someone to watch that funeral. I find it hard to believe that anyone would do that, but you have to input your payment details to access that funeral, and that's when your bank account is emptied out. All of those services are free if they're available through the Undertaker. They're linked through Undertaker's websites, Facebook pages, or from us here at Highland Radio. But it's just That's how low these people are prepared to go.
And the same with the financial institution. If you get a link or an email or a text purporting to be from them, simple thing is, just hang up, take the details and go and find the proper bank. Go to the phone number, ring the bank in Letterkenny or Donegal Town or Buncrana, wherever you are. Ring the genuine bank and run it past them and they'll soon tell you. But one thing that I would advise is don't write down the number and ring that number back to verify, because you'll find then that it'll be set up sophisticatedly.
All right, just a quick word on a couple of scams to be particularly mindful of. The refund scam.
The refund scam as well, just talk about that. So you bought something at Christmas online and you decide to return it after the excitement of Christmas dies down. There could be a number of reasons. You might have bought some bit of clothing, didn't fit, maybe you didn't like it. The person that you bought it for already had it, or you bought it for someone and then maybe you fell out before Christmas and didn't actually send it to them or something. There's some reason that you didn't actually use this product, so you're going to send it back. So you'll find when you buy online will have their returns. So the email that confirms you bought the thing will have their returns system on it. Mm-hmm. Or when the product is delivered to you, there'll be a sheet of paper in there with instructions. But what happens then is these scammers are looking to maybe catch it. They figured out this is a lucrative market here for people looking for refunds and that. So sending out these notices again, out of the blue, refund ready to be processed. All you need is to supply your card details.
So they can send 200,000 of those, and they only really need, because it's digital, it doesn't cost money, they only need that email to align with the life experience of three or four.
Yeah, and like, if it's a very expensive item, they only need one or two, mm-hmm. and then they have the money got back. So just look out for anything they send to you out of the blue, looking for you to click on a link. Please do not click on it, and please do not give personal or banking details. That's the same message that goes out all the time.
All right. Children may be lucky enough to get a gift of a mobile device. It could be a Fire tablet. It could be a phone. I'll just say before you get into this as well, if you're setting your account up on your child's phone or tablet, please ensure that you have to stick in a password for a purchase because... we talk about scammers. I've had three-year-old scammers in my house grab my phone and order €400 worth of FIFA points mm-hmm. by just spamming buttons. So you need to be really careful with that. But anyway, it's for many, it might be the first time sort of getting into that mobile space. What's your advice to parents and children?
So kids, basically, they get these devices, whether it be a phone or a tablet, and they want to use them to contact friends and family over Christmas. It's new to them. They're using them to look up content, check out social media accounts, just to feel that they're not missing out. This is what all the rest of them are doing at school. Some kids might be tech savvy, and then others are not, and they don't know the dangers, and that they believe they are safe behind the computer screen. So many parents are unaware of what their children are doing online and what sites and platforms they're visiting. They might be Christmas movie on, sit down, have a glass of wine and say, oh, the kids are quiet, that's fine. It's not fine if they're in on a tablet or a phone and you don't know what they're doing. So the primary risks are the four C's. First of all is content. Can the content inflict harm on an impressionable young mind? Contact, who are the people they're contacting? They may not be who they say they are and they may be out to harm that child, all right? Conduct, behaviour that they have never seen before, but they believe this is the norm because this is the first time they've been online and they think this is normal. And commerce is the other one, which is basically taking money out. So you have gambling sites, scams, online frauds, etc.
And just in relation to that, parents too, I know how popular Roblox is, but just be really careful with that website. A, because unfortunately there are horrible adults that exploit it to try and make contact with children, but there have been some undercover investigations too that have shown that in Roblox, and I want to mention that is because it's so popular, that there is efforts to entice younger people into gambling through that platform as well. So Roblox particularly being exploited by ne'er-do-well adults or betting companies as well. So just a few tips in relation to our online activity.
Yeah, just set boundaries around what is safe and acceptable online. Impose screen downtime, so regulate use. So promote family time and sleep time with the kids, all right? Have the conversation about online risks. Foster an environment where they will tell you when something goes wrong or when they're unsure about something. So at least they'll come and ask you for the advice. And then monitor their online activity. And just, you've got to make sure that the child knows that you're doing that not to punish the child, but you're trying to protect them.
And you set the boundaries to begin with. Yes, okay, you might get this device, but here are some rules because I have to protect you. I would not drop you off at the front door of Letterkenny Shopping Centre and let you wander around that shopping centre engaging with strangers for 12 hours a day or whatever it might be. So there has to be some boundaries in terms of the amount of time you're on it, what you're doing, what the activity is that you're doing there. Because again, even TikTok, there are adults and websites out there that download and save videos of young girls dancing to trends.
Correct.
Unfortunately, that is the horrible, sick world that we live in. And I don't think any parent would want their child's innocence to become content. And it's not just girls, it's boys as well. But that, unfortunately, is the horrid space that's there. It is fantastic, but that's why we have to make sure that this, it's a happy, safe space for them.
And I know I heard Claire on earlier on giving out the Garda station numbers. If you're in doubt and if you feel that there's something not right, don't be afraid to lift the phone and ask the guards for the advice. That's what we're there for. We have our 24/7 stations across the division. So we're there to help.
All right. And again, you know, if a young person has a phone, they could be solicited to send images. We also heard from Gardaí yesterday, 21 cases being investigated in Donegal alone this year of intimate image sharing or threats to share or AI images that have been manipulated. So it is certainly something that's ongoing at the moment. Fergus, anything else you want to say finally before
just
we say goodbye?
Just finally before I go, and it's something there, our little blue heroes have their, from across the Donegal
division. Back a bit,
sorry.
So I can hear you in that
Yeah,
thanks.
So our little blue heroes from across the division are going to meet Santa in Oakfield this evening on the Christmas evening out. And we hope that they and their families have a magical time. And we want to thank the public sincerely for all the support they have given the Little Blue Heroes charity throughout the year. If it wasn't for the generosity, these type of events wouldn't be possible. And we'd just like to say thank you very much for that.
What a setting for He's a busy man. They're very lucky to get him. Yep. But if he's going to go anywhere, he'd be out there at Oakfield because it's a beautiful setting at any time of the year, but particularly Christmas. And fair play to you and all your colleagues in Angora Síochána, Fergus, who make the year so special for the Little Blue Heroes. I'm sure mums and dads and granny and granddads have nothing but thanks and praise for what you do. I mean, they're your recruits, right? So you're getting something out of it as well.
Yeah, that's it.
It's inflating the force's numbers, but you know what? It's all good.
It is. It's all good. It's good fun. Good fun.
Right, that was Garda Sergeant Fergus McGrory there, who's the Crime Prevention Officer, and we'll be hearing much more from Fergus, I'm sure, over 2025, because this is information we need to get out there to protect ourselves. And if you have people that don't sort of listen to the show, what have you, try and pass on some of these tips to ensure it is not they that lose out this Christmas. And a girl's blown Stephen O'Donnell into studio. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Greg. Thanks for having me.
We are talking about the Carndonagh FC, Coghill Celtic and Alia FC private members draw. Top prize. That's not a misprint, is it? 200K?
No misprint. 200,000, that's the top prize. This is probably this is Alia's third time round the track here. We've done two other draws, in one in 2018 and along with Coghill in 2020. And Carndonagh, we've joined forces with them now as well. And the prize obviously goes up when we have more teams involved and all the rest. So, no, it is 200,000.
And the prize in total, 225,000. We're actually in, you know, life-changing money territory well into it.
Oh, we absolutely are. The 200,000 there, like, we would have been asking people, you know, what would they do with 200,000, really, is what, you know, with the tagline on it. And you've had all kind of various answers from, you know, getting started with a house to the dream holiday to retirement. Boy, says that'll be the end of me working if I get my hands on that.
Yep, I think I could make it work. The second prize is a bathroom refit worth €5,000, which is fantastic in and of itself. Yeah. Third prize, €2,500 with TUI Cruises. It's a one-week all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise for two. And then the prizes go down from that. They're all fantastic. They run from 1 to 12. And the 12th prize, this will give you an idea of how valuable the prizes are between 1 and 12. It's a €500 Port West workwear pack courtesy of the Heel Bar Carndonagh. So how do people get involved in this competition? Because not this competition, this draw, because it's right at the beginning of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, there's only 15 days left to go
Wowzers.
Now.
Okay.
So we've been kind of battering away at this here now over the last few months, and we're down now to the last 15 days. So tickets are on sale. They can be bought online at www.200kforNewYearsDay. They're in the local shops in each of the areas, in the Burnfoot, Bridgend area, down in Buncrana, Coghill, and there's five outlets in Carndonagh as well. So they can walk in and get them there as well. You know, they can contact the...
And how much are tickets?
They're €100 is what they are.
And I have a ticket here to give away.
You have indeed.
All right, so I'm going to ask a quick question here, folks. On what day is the draw taking place? On what day is someone going to win €200,000? WhatsApp and text your answers now. It's a flash competition, okay? It's a ticket worth €100, which enters you into this amazing draw to support Carndon FC, Coghill Celtic and Alia FC. The prize fund, €225,000. The top prize is €200,000, and it is 200K on New Year's Day. So let me ask you one more time. On what date is this draw taking place? Someone is going to win €200,000, a fifth of a million. Right, so WhatsApp, your answer, your name and where you're from to 086 60 25,000, or text that number. The lines are only going to be open for a couple of minutes because that's all we have. Right, it's amazing what I think associations and clubs do, Stephen, in terms of, you know, this hard work to try and gather in the money to reinvest. I was going to say in the clubs, but really it's actually into the communities, isn't it? You're supporting the community here. It's not just the club itself.
No, truly. Like the clubs have become, I've been involved with our own club now for a long time now, the guts of 30 years, and the development now is huge. You've got football now at all these clubs, nearly everywhere, coming from, we have little ballers who are under five, right through. We have three senior men's teams, Coghill have four senior teams, you know, Carndon have three. The amount of pressure nearly been put on facilities and volunteers is growing. So you've got to develop your club as it goes along. I mean, it's huge things now, clubs like.
Yeah, but how ambitious are you? Because, you know, the ambitions of the clubs is represented by the draw. Yeah. You know, you see draws for 20 grand, 25, right? Yeah. And you have to gather money in, you know. This is huge. Like, it just shows the level of ambition between Carndon, Coghill, Celtic and Alia. You know, it's huge. And it is genuinely life-changing money. Tickets are available from club members online in local shops, or online from 200k for newyearsday.com. The draw is going to take place in the halfway house in Burnfoot. You've got 15 days to get a ticket, and we've got one up for grabs right now, and you can tell us on what day does the draw take place. You can WhatsApp or text your answer, your name and where you're from to 086 60 25,000. And, you know, it is about the community pulling in with a chance to win, right? Pulling in to support the clubs. But local businesses too. This is why we talk about shop local and all that kind of stuff. No harm to the multinationals, right? But I don't see any prizes donated here from them.
No,
it's your bread and butter local community shops, isn't it?
No. We have to thank a lot of the businesses, as well as the ones that are on the tickets for them 12 draws. We've had early pay draws all the way along.
Yeah, Euronics were really involved in that. Irwin, yeah. Expert Electrical, Ballyliffin Lodge, the Harbour Inn, Benedict's of Burnfoot, Super Value. They were involved in the early pay prizes.
Yeah.
Support these companies because they're supporting these clubs. The Ballyliffin, what is that? Sorry, I can't read that. Ballyliffin Golf Club, right? Coil Fuels, Lynch Windows, McLaughlin's Home Value, McDade's Bathroom Plumbing and Heating, Inishon Gateway Hotel, Snicker Workwear on Greenon Hotel, Port West. These are the companies that have supported this. So if you can support them in the run-up to Christmas, please do. Right, okay. So 200 grand to give away New Year's Day out of a total of €225,000 worth of prizes. Tickets available now. Remind people where they can get them.
Well, again, they're available from any club member. They're available in the local shops in the Carndona, Burnfoot, Buncrana areas, or you can go to 200kfornewyearsday.com to get your ticket. Your ticket will be posted out then after that, just in case anybody panics and thinks, oh, I didn't get a ticket. It comes in the post, and I'll post it out to you, and you just have a chance of winning.
All right, and Isabel Cassidy in Derry Connor was one of the hundreds that texted in the space of a few short minutes. And she correctly answered New Year's Day. That's when someone is going to win 200K. Isabel's lucky, she got her ticket for free. You can buy yours now for €100 and support Carndon FC, Coghill Celtic and Alia FC. What would you do with the 200 grand, Stephen?
Myself?
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, I'm a victim of Micah, so I have to...
Isn't it, you know what?
I have to pay a few debts, I would say.
Do you know, isn't it, that is... people sort of get a wee bit annoyed when we reference it now, you know.
No, well,
people,
I mean,
people would sort of almost want me not to mention defective concrete. That's the truth.
My house has my house has already been repaired, but I had to take loans out to get it done. But I'm not. That's just my own personal scenario. I asked my son as well what he would do, and he would buy Lego. So. No, everybody has a different theory in what they're going to do.
Those blocks might actually stick together.
No comment.
The Lego blocks. All right, okay. Listen, what can you do except sort of sometimes smile at the situation? All right, Stephen, listen, fair play to you and all involved in this. Grania Galina, she got involved in this too, made a wee video.
She did,
went
do,
a bit viral
yeah.
for you.
We got a video done just as a bit of promotion right at the very start. And we got one of our own players from Alia, a guy called Aaron Doherty Goose.
I love the nicknames.
Has
he got a long neck?
I would say.
Why is he called Goose?
It's a long story, but anyway, Aaron, I wouldn't say he put his hand up, but I talked him into it anyway. Yeah. So Aaron and his mum, Mary would have done local plays and stuff like that there. And Grania Galina happened to be home for a family wedding, and her brother-in-law is a coach at Cockhill. So we got the guys in React Productions involved. Brilliant. And they made a video. And it started out a bit of fun, but I think the last I looked, I think there's 314,000 views.
What a reach. Okay.
So there's a few people had a laugh at it, to be honest.
All right, Stephen, listen, best of luck with the draw. Fair play to you. He's doing a fantastic work at all three clubs there. And as I say, it's the clubs, but it's the community and the opportunity it gives young people as well. Stephen O'Donnell, 200K for New Year's Day draw coordinator. Thank you very much indeed. We have to leave you right now because John Bresson's coming up around the Northwest after 12. If you enjoyed our trip to Dromore National School, the crew are on the way to Welchtown National School, Ballybuffet, and they're going to be joining John Bresson at around about 12:30. We're back with you tomorrow morning at 9.